This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with local news and commentary for Tuesday, March 16, 2021. After 11 days of no new instances of COVID-19, a male in his 20s was reported as the 337th case of the virus on Monday in the county. 62 people are now awaiting test results. Jefferson County will hold its first mass vaccination event this Sunday, March 21st, at the Chimicum High School to deliver 300 first doses of the Moderna vaccine. The county is hoping to conduct these events on a weekly basis as long as the vaccine supply holds out, a trend that is expected to continue. The lines are now open for appointments with information about signups available on the county Facebook page, on the public health web page, as well as other social media sources. We'll tell you the contact number shortly. The event will accommodate everyone eligible under the current tiered priority lists. In addition to those age 65 and up, this includes workers in agriculture, food processing, grocery stores, public transit, firefighters, and law enforcement, as well as workers in corrections, prisons, jails, or detention centers. Also qualifying are people over 16 years old who are pregnant or who have a disability that puts them at high risk. Examples include those with Down syndrome, developmental disabilities, intellectual disabilities, and others whose disability or underlying medical condition increases their risk for severe outcome per the CDC's list of the conditions that put people at increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19. If this is somewhat confusing, check in at findyourphase.wa to determine your qualifications before booking an appointment, either through the Department of Emergency Management or Jefferson Healthcare. Also know that some of these qualifications won't go into effect until tomorrow, March 17th. The Chimicum vaccination event is independent of Jefferson Healthcare, although the hospital will share some of its vaccine supply. Jefferson Healthcare will continue its vaccinations throughout the weekend at its location adjacent to Manresa Castle. To book an appointment at the mass event, call 360-344-9791. To book at Jefferson Healthcare, select the blue It's My Turn button on the hospital's website. Volunteers are also needed to help with Sunday's event. Most needed are those with medical experience who can actually put the shots in the arms, according to DEM Director Willie Bentz. This requires a medical license in Washington, either active or inactive. Those without medical training can't vaccinate people, but can help with other tasks. To volunteer, send an email to jcdem@co.jefferson.wa.us. As always, all contact information is on our daily transcription of our news broadcast. With 11% of Jefferson County residents now fully vaccinated, they need to be aware of the CDC's suggested post-vaccination behavior. 2 weeks after a second dose, people can gather indoors with fully vaccinated people in private residences without wearing a mask, and they can gather indoors with unvaccinated people from one other household in private residences without masks, unless any of those people or anyone they live with has an increased risk for severe illness from COVID-19. Regardless of vaccination status, people should still protect themselves and others while in public settings. This includes wearing a mask, staying at least 6 feet from others, and avoiding crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Our ability to remain in phase three as a county will be evaluated every 3 weeks, starting April 12th. A county our size will need to continue to have fewer than 30 cases over a two-week period and fewer than 3 new COVID hospitalizations over a one-week period. KPTZ brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.